6:21 now on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. A Republican National Convention begins later today in Milwaukee. Former President Trump is expected to make an appearance days after surviving an assassination attempt. WOKV Samantha Manning live for us in Milwaukee. We were talking during live coverage yesterday, Sam, as you were just arriving in the city. Since you've been there and you're out at the venue this morning, what are you seeing in terms of security arrangements?
Yeah, good morning, Rich. So there is a lot of security out here, just like there always is at these kinds of conventions, right? But officials say they haven't made any changes to what the original plan was going to be. During a briefing last night, Secret Service says they have no plans to change that security. And it's because they say they're confident. Even despite the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump over the weekend, they say that they feel they have enough security in place. And that's what we've been seeing. I can tell you, Rich, I covered the 2016 RNC, Trump's first convention. And as I've been going through the security checkpoints and the clearances and all that, it's very similar to what we saw back then. So no noticeable differences so far, at least at this point. Of course, it's still day one.
And in listening to the Secret Service news conference yesterday evening, which we had late afternoon, I should say, which we had live on WOKV, they said that they've had like 18 months or so to prepare for this event and that nothing was changing per se because of the layers and levels of security. Sam, the former president, something coming so close to serious injury or even death in the shooting. What's the tone from the delegates that you've had a chance to catch up with?
Right. There's no question. There's a cloud of concern out here because of the political violence that we saw. But, Rich, there's also still a lot of excitement, right? You have to keep in mind Republicans come from around the country to take part in this event. They wait all year in some cases, sometimes every 4 years, to be able to participate in this. And for many of the delegates, they say, the attempt on former President Trump's life is only making them want to work even harder to try to get the White House back. And that's what they're hoping will be the message throughout this week. Despite the political violence, despite the attempt on his life, we won't back down. We will keep fighting. And they're excited. So they're excited to hear from the former president himself. He's expected to make an appearance today, which is very unusual this early on. But given the circumstances and what happened over the weekend, certainly something a lot of the delegates are excited about. And they're also excited to find out who he picks to be his vice president, to join the ticket with him, right? We might find that information out later today. So certainly there is this backdrop of concern and caution because of what had happened over the weekend, but they are still forging ahead and they are still very excited.
All right, WOKV Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. We'll hear from you throughout the week. We have comprehensive coverage at WOKV.com and in our app. And beginning tonight, our live primetime coverage. If you're not going to be in front of a TV, you can listen live here on 104.5 and streaming on any device. WOKV News Time, 6:24.